The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Just talking about how it is impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible reading people, because the principles of the Bible are the groundwork for human freedom. Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's such an inconvenience for those atheists.
It throws off the chains of tyranny. Mm-hmm. End of story. I'm going to play a piece here for you. I'm going to ask you if you remember this. By the way, my last article is out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean's blog, and as well, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I reposted a couple articles here, and it's interesting. The response is just awesome.
Again, more good gold nuggets.
It's great stuff. But yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, like Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Bradley Dean. That's Bradley double E, Bradley Dean. There's two, a fan page and a personal page. Well, what's so nice about them is that, you know, you can follow what we're doing. We always post that stuff on there. But every day there's good little gold nuggets of truth that just bam.
You know what I do when I get really hot? I just turn on all my fans.
Oh, where's the cheering? That's the perfect part.
That's supposed to be you. Like, you're supposed to be one step ahead of the game. That's what makes you the co-host.
Woohoo! I like that.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't multiply my voice. I was waiting for the producer to have all that big crowd.
Well, he can be a part
music
of it too, but he's kind of a
slow.
It's a little loud, but kind of like a bump on a log sometimes.
That's right. We're
just really excited about it.
Oh, hey, by the way, how do people jump on live stream?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you get that as part of your package deal, part of the certificate. You get to go online and watch us six days a week.
And
we're
getting situated.
Yes.
Yeah, we're working on getting two cameras here because I want one on our
growing
pretty little princess, too.
Yes.
She's got this red face on right now. Just kind of curious to know why that might be.
Oh, you know, if we get a camera, I'm curious, would our ratings go up or would they plummet?
I am curious to know. Why in America, if anybody can answer this question for me, I would greatly appreciate it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I am curious to know why the American people have allowed, because this is responsible radio, friends, this administration to destroy, and furthermore, why the American people have given him time to destroy this country. Don't tell me you're afraid, because I know that in America, these colors don't run, right? Now, do you guys remember this? If Barack Hussein Obama was not overseas calling for a new world order, just like George Bush Sr. was over 200 times from the presidential pulpit, he was at a town hall meeting here in the United States. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said right before he became the president of the United States. By the way, as a senator in the state of Illinois, I believe he served only 142 days before he became the president. Don't tell me, friends, that everything that happens in politics is not first planned, said Theodore Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
142 days, and all of a sudden, he's the president of the United States. And furthermore, he had someone stand behind him or a group of people to give him $250 million for his presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just did that in a couple months, I guess. In 3 months.
Right. Got to pull the curtain
back. 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
5 months.
Yeah.
That's unprecedented. That's pretty incredible, friends. You believe that? Do you also believe this? This is Barack Hussein Obama in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Listen.
Constitutional law for 10 years.
He taught.
I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America.
Can we say now, big, you know,
I taught constitutional law for 10 years.
I want to hear the Constitution again.
Very seriously. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem.
I taught constitutional law
for 10 years,
and everything George W. Bush has done, I want to reverse.
Yeah, he's not going through Congress.
No, he's done just as I've said, friends. Ugh. Everything he says, he does the exact opposite.
Yep.
That's what a Satanist does,
yeah,
by the way.
I mean, it's so blatant. It's so blatant. It's hard to even believe. I mean, to stomach the fact that he's saying, well, yeah, I've taught constitutional law and I take the Constitution very seriously. You know, George Bush is not going through, not that he was any better, but he was saying, yeah, you know, he's making these executive decisions without going through Congress. Well, what in the world has Barack Hussein Obama done time and time and time?
I'm just curious now. Who is Barack Hussein Obama? I'm just curious. Who's Mr. Hussein?
He's Mr. Hussein.
Did you catch that?
Barack Hussein Obama.
You want to start getting a little, you know, fire
liberated
under your backside?
He's got red hair. He should be firing.
Behind the scenes, not in front of the mic. You know?
Well, I like that, but I also like those that are bold enough to speak forth the word in due season. And you know what? Due season is right now. We're to preach the word in season and out of season.
Absolutely. But well, I just can't believe that reminded, the hypocrisy there. It just
Folks, we used to street preach in downtown Minneapolis,
yes.
and a lady one time came up to us and she was, you know, giving us accolades and, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
Well, we said, ma'am, well, why don't you go up there? And I think she was actually critiquing one of those that were preaching at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, ma'am, why don't you get up there and go ahead and preach, and you can go ahead and show us how this goes down. You know, can
right.
you preach the word? Oh, no, the Lord is hiding me, she said.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
I'm just hiding behind the mic right now, that's all.
Yeah. It's kind of like a paper tiger, right? A microphone
oh.
tiger. I don't want to be that. I want to be a part of what's going on.
Exactly.
I want to be a part of the plan.
That's right. That's right.
So in saying that, why are the good afraid when evil is powerless if the good simply stand up?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I said earlier, we haven't been given the spirit of fear. We know Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. Maybe it's because men in America, basically men and women in America, don't fear the face of God.
That's
because
right.
we know that in the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, first and foremost. So here's his wisdom. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And it says in the book of Proverbs 28 that strong confidence is given to those that fear the Lord.
That's right.
And it also says in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. Wait a second. So are we talking about the good in America? Are we mislabeling them? Maybe they're not good men. Maybe they're wicked men, because these are the men that are afraid, and these are those that are turning in the day of battle, Psalm 76 and 78, when they should be actually beating off the enemy, because it would be advantageous for them to do that right about now. One more thing. The Bible also says that, speaking of my big brother, the captain of my salvation, that he spoke boldly. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And I know it says in Proverbs 28:2 that it says that he makes the righteous bold as lions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that boldness?
Not so much.
I'm being a little facetious, friends, but I'm also being serious.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that boldness, friends? Because again, let me say this. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. And what do we have to be afraid of? Because the Bible tells us in Luke 12, verse 4, that we're not to fear him who can kill the body. We're to fear him who can kill the body and cast the soul into hell. Oh, wow, that puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Huh? I like that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back and talk about how evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Speaking of the unafraid, I promise I won't bite your head off. Maybe the pretty little princess will do that. Maybe she will, I don't know. Hey, but friends, I talked a little bit about this during the week, and I was thinking about it over the week. And usually what I do when I do columns, because I do columns every week for WND, WorldNet Daily, Freedom Outpost, Western Journalism, and then 37 other outlets. And in saying that, I always have to come up with new content with it, you know, over the week. And as a matter of fact, I was just in the shower right before the show, not to get too personal, but to let you know how it goes. And when stuff starts dropping, you got to start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what was on my heart last week, because I'm not just coming in my own mind. I'm coming outside of my own ability to conjure up revelation. That's why we have a dependency upon the things of the Holy Spirit, because he still speaks today just like he always has. The Spirit of God has not changed. Man has.
As we always say at the beginning of the show, it's not cliche to say, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, because when we speak, we don't want to speak our own words.
No.
We want to speak from God's heart to his people. God uses his vessels and his people who are open to him to say, hey, use me for your service. Here I am, Lord.
That's
you don't
right.
have to be the most qualified. You don't have to be the most talented. As long as you're willing to have
the
Lord
use
you.
But you do need to know the word
of
God.
And obedient, of
yeah,
course.
You do need to know the word. You can't just get out there and say, well, you know, I'm not very talented. You know, I'm kind of stupid.
Kind of, you know. Well, if you look at all these people in the Bible, I mean, Moses,
God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. Yes, he chose stinky fishermen and tax collectors and the such. Yes, he did. But he qualified them by the Holy Ghost.
And they were obedient to the call.
That's right. And they were not, as a matter of fact, in the case of Peter, he was not regenerated yet. He said, once you are regenerated, then go tell.
Yep.
So we need to keep in mind, and that was after the book of Acts when the Holy Ghost fell in power.
Right.
They were endued with power from on high. So the guy that was actually denying Christ, after he was empowered by the Holy Ghost, he was actually rebuking the folks, saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
And he was also willing to die for Christ as well.
Yes, he was. He was crucified upside down,
that's
and
right.
so was his wife, because he said he was not worthy to be crucified as his Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a guy that understands. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Now, I've got a great quote, a couple different quotes here about courage. People say, well, I'm not very courageous. Listen, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something is more important than fear. The brave may not live forever, but the cautious do not live at all. And there's another one here that says, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. So just because we say, well, I'm not very courageous, I'm fearful. Listen, what makes you courageous is the fact that you feel fear, yes, but you choose to overcome that fear.
Right.
You choose to go forward despite your fear.
A quote in parallel to what you said of a man that was in a foxhole who stood up and went after, and he conquered the enemy. I believe he took out 80 men all by himself because he knew that if he didn't get out of that foxhole, he was done for because all of his buddies were killed off. And I believe what he said is, he said, you know, what is the difference between fear and boldness? You know, not being afraid. He said, just standing 5 seconds longer.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It is great, and I think people need to understand the fact that when you speak of the courage and of courageous people, it's not that these people are without fear. It's the fact that they choose to go forward despite their fear.
They love, well, you know what? As it was King David, that the Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. You have to believe to see, as David said. You don't see to believe, you believe to see.
That's faith. Yeah.
And so what's the difference? Now let me bring that over to what is the difference between law and grace. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Okay? And so when you think about what David said, he said, I believed to see. In other words, he believed that God was going to bring forth the answer, but not without warfare.
Right.
Another little bunny trail. What's the difference between Saul and David? Saul's heart was changed instantaneously. David was brought to the throne through warfare.
Yeah, there's a great
25 years.
There's a great quote that talks about he that learns must suffer. And when you go through that suffering and you go through it, and the Bible talks about in my distresses, David said, you've enlarged my heart. So a lot of times when you go through those things that are distressful and you go through trying times, and even though we hate to go through them and we don't like them, at the end, a lot of times we see, first of all, the Lord's faithfulness, and we also see the fact that it was so good for us, because nothing that's worth anything that you achieve, nothing is worth anything in the end if you don't have to go through hard times to achieve. If you look at a kid, he's stuck on a math problem, he can't get it, he's crying, everything, he hates everything. Once he finally conquers that, then he's laughing, he's joyful. But had he not gone through that, you know, distress in order, I can't figure this out.
There's no joy.
That's right, there's no joy because you don't understand what it's like to not have that joy.
Read Hebrews 12, Nehemiah 8.
Yeah, when you go to the lowest valley, you're going to appreciate the top of the mountain way much so than if you had never visited that low valley
before. Of course.
You know,
that's
you keep it in perspective.
Boy, you definitely gave me perspective there. Could you
say
all that again? You know what's interesting about David, too, now that we're talking about him, another little bunny trail, a branch off that branch? Isn't it interesting, the only time that he got in trouble is when he wasn't in battle.
That's right, when he wasn't in war.
And he was supposed to be in battle, and instead of being in battle, he's upstairs hanging out and starts walking up and down his roof, and he starts seeing a woman taking a bath named Bathsheba. Bathsheba.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Right? So what did he do? He got in trouble.
Right.
He wasn't where he was supposed to be, and therefore, because he wasn't there, when do men get in trouble? When do kids...
Idleness.
Hey, listen, for those that didn't know, you know, I mean, I quit the kindergarten because they had recess.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let the teacher know that I didn't play.
Amen.
I don't have time for games.
That's right.
You know?
No game playing.
That's right.
That was a joke for those of you out there.
That's right.
Like,
just trying to catch
really
on to the humor here.
5-year-old
right?
kindergarten.
But just think about it. What do they say about idle time with kids?
The devil's playground.
Exactly
it
right.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the grown-ups?
Same thing.
But why don't they call it the devil's playground?
Well, they should.
Yeah, I mean,
they should. But when people are idle, I often feel bad for sometimes these kids in smaller towns. You know, we do a lot of high school assemblies where they're in smaller towns and these smaller, you know, and you look around and every town, from our experience of traveling across the country, every town has a post office and a bar.
Yep.
Okay, no matter where you go.
No matter how small, it's got a bar.
Yeah, you got a bar for sure, and like the post office. And sometimes you really feel bad for these kids. I mean, it's great to grow up in the country and like work on a farm and all that stuff's good. But sometimes you go to these towns and they're so depressed and you think, what do these kids have to do?
Ask them what
they
do.
And they'll say nothing.
Oh, no. They have sex.
Exactly, because they have nothing
to do. That's right. They do drugs and they drink. Now, the question is, again, we're kind of getting off par here a little bit. But who's teaching them that?
Right. Exactly.
Especially with the internet now.
Yeah.
Especially with all these games that they can play on television.
Yeah.
I mean, even on your phone now, they have games where my kids are fighting. We only have the educational ones, just so that's not thrown back up in my face.
Yeah.
Okay. Bradley, are you practicing what you preach? I'm doing my best. And my best isn't good enough. That's why I asked the Lord to give me more grace to keep his commandments better. And boy, does he do it.
Mm-hmm.
to the point where my wife loses her sanity at times because of my absolute perfectness.
Oh, that's true.
Is it true?
It is true. You know, you're very detailed. Have things done decently in order.
Clean freak.
Yeah, you're a clean freak, yeah. Which is, you know, fine, and which is very good.
We should all be clean freaks. I don't like stinky people.
Yeah, but there's never idleness. I mean, a lot of times we'll go about the day, seriously, and it'll be like 11 o'clock at night from getting up early, and then you'll say things like, this is the first time I've sat down all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not even just, you know, people say, well, you got to separate this from that. It's our life, no matter what it is.
Can't.
If it's early in the morning, if it's late at night, if you got whatever you got to do to get things done, you do it to get things done because we care about what we do.
Yeah.
So for those of you
to get it done because you got to take care of all the little things that you don't want to do.
Yep. To do the small
percentage of the things that you do want
to
do.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
People say, well, listen, I work from 9 to 5 and boom, that's my time. That's my work chunk time. For us in ministry, we work all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a
ministry
matter,
is work.
It is work.
Yeah.
You know, so
real ministry is. It's not. Hey, as a matter of fact, I was just telling a friend just the other day, you know what? I don't have time when youth pastors call me up and say, hey, Brad, you want to go meet for a lunch? Or a pastor says, hey, would you like to go get some lunch somewhere? Why do I need to go have lunch?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? What do you want to sit down for?
Well, what's
you
the
know,
purpose?
No, you're looking to burn up time. Well, you're getting paid. And that ain't me. Mm-hmm. And I don't like meetings. And because I don't like meetings, I'm not going to go have.
There is.
That's right. Purpose. Give me a purpose as to what you want to do. Well, when you look at some of these ministries, there is no purpose.
Right.
Their purpose is to burn up time and get out of the building so people actually think that he's working for the money that he's getting paid for.
Right. Exactly.
You know. And paid with, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
No, of course
so,
not.
So, anyways.
So, it's kind of like...
We're supposed
like,
to be talking about evil
I know we're
is
like
powerless
going,
if the good are unafraid.
But, you know, this is talk radio, and we are really just sharing with people and talking. There's some good points in there. Listen, it doesn't mean courage. Doesn't mean that you have no fear. It means
okay,
you
now
go
we're back
beyond
to
the
courage.
Fear. Yeah, we're going
okay.
to courage.
Okay.
Then we talked about idleness is the devil's playground, so that's another good bunny rabbit trail. And now we're going on to
what did
evil...
You say?
An evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. We are going all the way around this circle.
I think that's why people like listening to the radio, because they just like me picking on you all
the time. To come back to ground zero, the first step, let's go back to evil.
Okay, speaking of courage, what about George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson,
Dietrich
and many more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of courage, I just watched The Lone Survivor again on the way back from Georgia. Oh, second to none. Navy SEALs, the best we got. We'll be right.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It sounds like he drank a very bad.
Very.
Powerless at the good or unafraid. I left this with you during our last segment. Imagine with me for a moment, if you would, friends, if George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, imagine with me, if you can, if they never existed. Imagine history without Abraham, Moses, King David, or the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Where would we be if these men did not exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people who they love? Or where would we be if they had not loved both seen their time and unseen the future posterity, resulting in now having both natural and spiritual freedoms throughout the world? I can tell you, we would all be slaves to tyranny in every form. Read Hebrews 11. Look at a people that trusted in the living God. Theirs wasn't a testimony of defeatism. It was a testimony of victory. Conquer. Friends, we can see from the history that they themselves wrote that the evils they faced were powerless over their endeavors because they had fixed their eyes on the author and the finisher of their faith, Hebrews 12:2, who said that he did not give us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. The author, Jesus Christ, promised that he would give them more and make them more than conquerors through him that loved them, Romans 8:37. And he gave them power over all of the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19, and promised that he would be an enemy unto all their enemies and an adversary unto all of their adversaries, Exodus 23:22. So how can we be of a fearful people? Because that's not our example. We don't have a bunch of effeminate, spineless capitulators as examples. No, we have men that were leaders who exhibited the courage that Christ gave them in every given scenario. And when you look at the times that they were in, friends, a lot of the peril and trial that they themselves had to endure, and they won the day, is very similar to what we are dealing with in America today. But praise God that there were some people that stood up rather than sat down. And these are the men that did stand up. See, the author, Jesus Christ, answered King David in his distress by saying that the king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, David said, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Is that what we're dealing with today? Of course it is. But what is the answer from heaven? He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 2:2-5. Oh, by the way, that author also promised that he would not fail one word of his blood-bought covenant concerning his people, Psalm 89:34. As I shared with you during the first hour, last week I was out in the state of Georgia on tour, partaking with national leaders at a Restoring Our Promise conference. Now, Chase, did you want to interject anything at any time? What did you see? Now, I'm not capping on anybody. I'm really not. They just don't have a different perspective. They talk about Jesus as this little weak pansy, if his name is brought up at all. But 99% of the time, they're magnifying the crimes against we, the people, rather than magnifying the law of our constitutional republic against the crimes of those that are committing the crimes in our government. So in other words, what kind of a result do you think that they're going to bring forth by what they magnify? If they magnify evil, then we're going to get a bad result, right?
Right. If all you're ever doing is fighting against the negative, the best you're going to be is nothing.
That's exactly what it is.
Unless you're fighting for good, unless you keep your eyes fixed on the author and finisher of your faith, you're never going to be fruitful in anything.
Yeah. And can you kind of give our listeners the feedback as to what you just told me this morning? And it's not giving me accolade, it's the message that God has given me through Christ.
Well, after, in listening to all the different, there's probably, what, like, 9-10 different people, I think, speaking there, and they all had different branches of the tree, different topics they were covering.
Good stuff.
What the one thing I noticed was that after Bradley spoke, it just raised the bar. I mean, people started talking about the answers rather than the problems
every time,
and that's what was huge. But before you got up there and started speaking, it was all, this is the problem here, this is what we're dealing with here, here's some more fear, here's some more problem. And then after the fact, it was, well, here's the problem, but here's the solution. We can win the day. It's just a different attitude,
now,
a different spirit.
How this came about was one of the individuals that had a table in the back at this event came up to me and he says, well, now we at least know what's wrong with our country. And I looked at him and I didn't say anything back, but it totally jacks me up because I see this at every step of the way. People just, the conservatives are magnifying the crimes of this administration. The church is magnifying the power of the enemy when Christ gave them the power over all the enemy. It's like, what are you reading? What are you feeding on?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good point, because what we want to do at the Sons of Liberty that we always do, in fact, I was just commenting on your article, is your articles are always such good points, but they also give the answers and they give you the courage that you need to win the day through Jesus Christ. So it's not just, okay, problem, dump, where people feel like, oh, woe is me. Yeah. What can I do? Okay, listen, we'll let you know what's going wrong out there. We'll tell you what the problems are. We'll say, okay, here's the answer. This is how we change things.
Now, let me interject something there, because what I want people to know, and I want people to hear this, I don't have the answer.
Christ does.
That's exactly right.
But we always point you there.
That's exactly right. A guy emailed me the other day, and he was trying to catch me in my words is what he was trying to do. And he said, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? And I felt like emailing him back and saying, do you think I was just born yesterday here, dummy?
Right.
And I didn't do that. I said, well, what does the Bible say? And when people come up to me and they ask me for an answer, I'll always say to them, well, why are you a Christian? Yeah. Are you a patriot? Yeah. Well, what does the Bible and what does the Constitution say?
It's simple.
Well, I just want your opinion. My opinion doesn't matter. What did Christ say? That's what matters. That's the word that will endure forever. It's forever settled in heaven. It will not go away. The seed of the righteous, which is the word of God, is forever. What did he say? He's been tested. He's been tried, and he is pure and holy and true. So why wouldn't we go to the one that does have the answer? That's why I always point the finger back. So going back to this email, well, I'm new. I'm a new Christian. So what does it say in the word of God? Well, when you get done reading, I responded, well, when you get done reading the word of God, then why don't you tell me?
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of times that's what Jesus would do is they would ask him a question. So he would ask a question to their question.
What does the law say?
What does the Bible say? It's very simple. People don't like the fact that, because it's just an absolute. They're like, well, I want to debate with you about something because I want you to give me your opinion.
Yeah.
Listen, like you said, what does the Bible say in the story?
It's the same thing with what Chase was just saying. I didn't give my opinion. I can only tell you what Jesus Christ has done in my life and is doing in my life. And I'll tell you what, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. I don't want to be guilty of limiting him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the book of Hebrews, the New Testament, chapter 11, the faith chapter, I always look at what the prophets did, and they always overcame, but it didn't come without a price.
Right.
And so in saying that, if I'm going to ask the Lord for the answer, then, you know, I want to receive the end of my faith, even the salvation of my soul, as Scripture tells us. Well, guess what? When you ask for it, the Lord will give you the faith to see it through, but you have to walk it through.
Right.
And it's you have to persevere. Yes.
Let's pull that rug out right now. People say, well, I thought that when you came to Christ, it was going to be easy and it was going to be, you know, I'm just.
Who told you that?
I would give love and joy and peace. And yes, those are fruits of the Spirit, but it's.
Fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah, but
those that have been crucified, those that have been baptized, those that are dead in Christ, not outside of Christ. Yes, that's right. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Because people need to understand that the Comforter comes to convict of sin, righteousness, to judgment, to bring them to Christ, and when they are in Christ, then they are comforted the way that we might understand it to be, but not until then.
That's right, and Christianity is not an easy road.
Not at all.
In fact, you're going uphill, not downhill. You're going against the grain. You're going against the flow. This world is not our home, though we're in the world, we're not of the world. But for those of you who said,
We're sojourners, as David said.
But for those of you who are sitting and thinking, well, I thought it was going to be easy, and I thought I was going to have all this love and joy. You know, yes, you will have the fruits of the Spirit, but peace comes in bearing your cross and obeying the commandments of the Lord, and it's not easy. And through many trials and tribulations,
first prerequisite is to deny yourself and take up your cross. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it, Christ said.
And those who even desire to live a righteous and godly life, they will suffer persecution. So you can't say, well, listen, I thought I'm depressed now because I'm going through these
things. Well, no, see, because what's happening in America, them people, if we're identifying you, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Just keep in mind that you're being taught by the modern day hireling whore from the pulpits in America today that that's the devil.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. We're promised the warfare, and we've talked about this in the past, but the point is, what are we in it for? That's what I want to know. What are we in it for? Because let me go over to the documentation. The preamble of the Constitution of the United States, what were they in it for? I want to tell you what they were in it for. Their posterity. They didn't go through what they went through. I remember John Adams, the second president of the United States, Abigail Adams, his wife, said there is a price or a cost to love.
Mm-hmm.
And she also said, speaking of love, now faith with works, she said all honor lies on the battlefield. That's an honor in which most people in this country don't understand anymore. Listen to the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. You tell me, what our forefathers meant when they did what they did and sacrificed what they sacrificed, and many of them died. They definitely bled. I'll read this right when we come back after this break. I'm going to read the preamble, and then I'm going to finish my point that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Is that not our history, that evil was powerless because the good stood and they were unafraid? Yes, it is. Folks, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
By the way, friends, really quick, point. Have you seen the video where the dog attacks the little boy and the cat attacks the dog?
I did see that. Amazing.
Oh, is this great?
For those of you who haven't seen it,
basically. This is what we're talking about.
Did you put it on?
The good are unafraid.
Exactly.
Evilness is powerless.
And you posted it on your Facebook. But what it is this little boy is just, you know.
Well, you don't want to give too much of it away. Go ahead and check it out on Bradley Dean.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. It is second to none.
A cat saving a little boy's life.
The way he attacked him. And by the way, I'll say this much. He didn't just attack him and scare him off. He took it a step further. He saw it through.
Yeah.
Just like our forefathers did concerning the preamble of the Constitution for the United States of America. Listen to what they wrote. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, establish, guess what? Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's justice? God's justice. Equality under law, friends. Don't forget that. Ensure domestic tranquility. Peace. Through the enforcement of what? The law unto justice. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare, the good of the people, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, our kids. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. But read the Declaration of Independence first and foremost.
Amen. Now, I need to go back to that cat and dog thing for just one second. I got to make this point because
I'm trying not
say too much, but it goes along beautifully with what you're talking about here today. Do you think that cat, when he went up against that dog, was maybe a little bit fearful. Obviously, the dog is bigger than a cat. A dog is more ferocious than a cat. But it was the will of that cat and the determination to say, get off this kid.
Well, haven't you heard it before? It's not how big the dog is in the fight. How big the fight is in the dog.
Amen. And but this particular cat persevered.
But it's not how big the cat is in the fight.
And the kitty?
It's how big the fight is in the cat.
That's exactly right. It's amazing. It really is an amazing thing. So next time you feel like, well, listen, who am I? What can I do? I want you to think of that little cat that shooed away that big dog.
Yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful
big,
point.
Big dog.
Big right? dog. Bad
Folks,
dog.
I was talking about, imagine with me for a moment, if George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham, Moses, King David, or the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, what would have happened and where would we be if they did not exhibit leadership with courage and self-sacrifice on the behalf of we, the people? I was sharing with you how last week I was out in the state of Georgia on a tour partaking with national leaders, Restoring Our Promise Conference. I had the opportunity, again, friends, to see with my own eyes the fact that God is now sending foreigners into America to warn us about the similarities and sign of dictators when they take the reins of a nation. And all the way from the media's control to pushing and the pushing of a state-run message over and over again to attack Christianity and the Constitution, from euthanasia to the disarmament of the people, an attack again on the Bill of Rights now, which is a bill of thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, and in their respective countries and more. All of these, in fact, which were similar circumstances to which the above-mentioned men of God were dealing with in the testing of their times. And they stood when most sat down. Well, while at this conference, we heard and saw much about the evils and fears of an enemy that means to prevail, we need to keep in mind that this is not our history, friends. It is not our history. It is not our history, friends. It is not our history in any sense of the word to follow the fearful. And it's a sad day in America that when you go to these conferences, what's pushed is fear and the evil of corruption. Those who went before us didn't magnify the enemy, friends. They magnified the power and the power of a faithful God on their behalf, and every one of their enemies knew it. Every one of their enemies knew it. Just keep this in mind. Every one of their enemies knew it. If it wasn't the case, then why is this administration attacking, said our friend at this conference, who is a former CIA operative who just wrote a book called Government in the Shadows, I believe. We're going to have him on next week, Kevin Shipp. He said the objective of this administration is to attack Christians and the Constitution. This is from secret government, friends. Now you know what secret government is doing. Of course they're attacking Christians because Christians can't be enslaved to their tyrannical ways. Read the Geneva Bible with the side notes as to how our ancestors and those that have gone before us threw off tyranny, friends, and what they dealt with. The good news is there's nothing new under the sun. They all act the same, just like their father, the devil. They lie, they steal, they kill. John 10:10. Now, what I did is I did my best by the sermon that I'm living, by offering the faithfulness and hope that I've seen demonstrated through Christ to others who are in such a hopeless state. Now, furthermore, my friends, you can find nowhere in Scripture, God failing a faithful man or woman of God, either in life or in death. Now, I have heard this said with a negative connotation. There is no worse death than the end of hope. Arturis's uncle said that. Bradley, you act as if you know him. No, I didn't know him. The end of hope brings people to a state of despair. And let me tell you what despair is, friends. Despair is the fruit of a people that turn their back on God. And I learned that all from Anne of Green Gables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, on a positive note, hope is what you do with the truth that's been given. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams said that. But I ask, friends, where is your hope? You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, after judgment, friends, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29:13-14. See, now the awesomeness, and I end with this, the awesomeness of our mighty God through Jesus Christ is the fact that his word prevails in every single circumstance. and no problem or circumstance is too great for our God in Jesus' name, and even the problems that we are now facing as a nation, friends.
And of course, that should give everybody who's listening hope to say, listen, no problem's too big. Nothing's too great that our God cannot take care of it. He's got the whole world. You know that little
in
song?
In his hands, he's got the whole
world. That's right.
Yeah.
In his hands,
yeah.
He's got the whole world in his hands. Literally, he's the creator of everything.
The church needs to remind themselves on a daily basis. Now, I say this quite a bit because this is my prayer life, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We need to keep in mind that we are the anvil and the world is the hammer. Keep in mind, friends, that the anvil does not need to be changed, the hammer does. And that is our history. And one more thing, Charles Spurgeon rightly said this, if it had been possible to destroy the Church of God on earth, it would have been destroyed a long time ago. But it hasn't, has it, friends? 6,000 years later, we're still here, and I want to say this, we ain't going anywhere.
That's
in
right.
Jesus'
the
name.
The gates of hell shall not prevail. And those of you that are listening that you say, listen, I really love listening to you guys because it really is spiritual food for me. I feel like I'm going to church every time I turn on the program.
They be in church.
That's right. Well, you are. You should feel like you're going to church because we're bringing you the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth in a way that's black and white, not diplomatic, saying it how it needs to be said so you can be equipped to do what you need to do. We're literally turning talk radio into do radio. And for those of you who want to support us in what we're doing, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you click on there, you can see in the right-hand corner, there's a donate button with stars in red, white, and blue if you'd like to make a one-time donation. Or you can go ahead and scroll down a little further and become a son or daughter of liberty. For our new listeners, and you're saying, well, what does that mean? Well, a son or daughter of liberty is someone who commits every month to say, listen, I can support you guys $5 a month, $50 a month, up to $500 a month, whatever you can do that you're comfortable with, and say, I want to be a part of turning this nation back to Christ. That's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We don't need to change anything.
Nope.
We just need to go back to the old paths.
We don't need a revolution, friends. We need reformation.
Amen. So we need to go back to those old paths wherein we'll find rest for our souls, just as the Bible says. So there's four easy ways you can become a son or daughter of liberty. Or if you'd like to get our product of the week, finally, our product of the week this week is the My War Part 3. My War Part 3. You can call 1-866-233-0747 to order. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online. Again, our monthly sponsors, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week. It's a $20 donation.
Now, here is the great wonder, my friends. Do you realize on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean on Facebook, I just posted during one of the breaks, I believe it was the half-hour mark during last hour, I've got over 500... okay, responses. I'm talking about reads
right.
That have responded. Over 300 shares. And for some reason, we couldn't get one person
to call in.
What's going on out there, folks? We're trying to figure out how this is working.
People are a little shy. You know, when you're getting fed, sometimes you just want to eat. I
understand that. My brother said that. Bradley, you know, you're dumping so much information on people. I get that. But what happened to all of our bold friends?
We like to hear from you.
Yes.
We do like to talk with our sons and daughters of Liberty out there. We're lonely.
I just want the heartbeat of what's going on out there, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, and we will talk at you soon. See ya!